Battleheads, this is DJ Rem, quoth the Raven, and we are live with Joe from the band Dragon Lore on the line. How you doing tonight, brother?
Doing good, doing good. How about yourself?
Not too bad at all. Why don't we start if you could introduce yourself and your spot in the band and anyone else that's not with us tonight.
Okay, my name is Joe Lawson. I'm the lead singer of a band called Dragon Lore. And also currently in our lineup is Bernard Stinsky on guitars and vocals, James Marlowe on drums, James Brooks on guitar, and Marty Bukowski on bass and vocals.
Excellent. And how long has Dragon Lore been around as a band?
Actually, it's kind of a road of twists and turns. And it started back in 2001 and a different lineup. And some of these songs were written, and then we got together, Bernard and I, the guitarist, and kind of retooled the songs and decided to record this album and put a new band together and get out there with some fresh blood and promote the record. And that's kind of what we're in the process of doing right now. So it's been a long time coming, but it's an album I'm really proud of and really excited about.
Okay, cool. So why don't you tell us a little bit more about this album and when it's going to drop and all that stuff?
Sure, absolutely. It's coming out January 17th, 2020 through Iron Shield Records. That'll be a CD and digital release. And we don't have an exact date yet, but later in the year, there will be a vinyl release through Metaleros and Iron Shield Records as well. So it will be a gatefold. So we're looking forward to that, too. That'll be the first time that I've had something that I've done pressed to vinyl. So that's going to be a neat experience for me.
Yeah, no, that's super cool. I'll be on the lookout for that because I am a vinyl collector myself. So it would be cool to pick that up on vinyl for sure.
Absolutely.
So how long have you guys been working on this record that's gonna be coming out soon?
It took us about a year to record it, and we got everything done. And again, this was a first for me. I built a small studio in my home, and we recorded here at my house. And so it was kind of nice having the luxury of sitting around and nitpicking things and just digging in, you know, and taking your time. And you're not punching the clock, so to speak. So it was real nice. But it was the first time that I got to do the production, mixing, and mastering of an album from start to finish. So I'm pretty proud of it. And you know, it's a learning process, just like anything else. And I'm sure I probably made a dozen mistakes, or maybe even more, you know, or maybe somebody would do things differently. But it was nice because I felt like it was my chance to put my interpretation on it, along with Bernard's interpretation, and get it out there in the way that we felt that would best represent the songs and how it needed to sound, you know. So it was kind of nice to be able to have the luxury to do that.
Yeah, no, that's awesome that you're able to do, you know, pretty much everything. What was the biggest learning curve you had to deal with?
Probably the technical aspect of it, routing and getting all the tracks and the drums and a lot of that stuff. Mixing, I've been in the studio for years and years and years, so I've got some tricks up my sleeve, and I know some things along those lines, so that wasn't quite as much of a challenge. And I just I'm old school. I go by ear, so you know, we would get things done, and you know, maybe burn it to disc, and we would listen to it, you know, in different formats in the studio and cars and in a cheap little $30 boombox. That's my ultimate test, you know. I put it in a cheap little $30 boombox, and if it sounds good in that, well then, you know, we're headed the right direction.
So. Awesome. And then what would you say your favorite part of doing that maybe you didn't expect would happen?
I think there's some magic in the songs, and I don't know how to describe it. I don't know how to put my finger on it, but myself personally, there were songs that I didn't foresee them turning out the way they did, and I was inspired different ways, and and they turned out, some of them turned out better than I thought they would. I didn't exactly anticipate every little harmony or every little vocal phrase being what it turned out to be. So it was kind of a neat surprise. And sometimes that happens, you know, you're just kind of feeling it and going with the flow and you do something and you're like, oh wow, you know, that was great, you know, and it's just one of those weird, quirky kind of things. And, you know, you captured the moment of those performances, and I was I'm really grateful to Bernard and the guys to be able to record it here in my studio was a huge advantage for a singer for me, because then it gave me the freedom to go through and experiment and try different things and really put my best foot forward as a singer. And I feel like that this record, I've really done that.
Excellent. So, shameless plug time. Where is a good place for people to go to find out more about the band as far as social networking and websites and such?
Well, right now, we just started working on building an actual website, which will be dragonlore.com. It's not operational as of yet, but we are on Facebook. If you just go facebook.com, Dragonlore Band, that's us. Also, we have a line of great merchandise available at manicmerch.com. /Dragonlore. If you go on there, we got merch available internationally. So check that out. And Reverb Nation /Dragonlore6. So those sites, and also Iron Shield Records will have a page on us soon as it gets closer to the release date, and they'll have information on the weather website, ironshieldrecords.de.
Okay, excellent. And thanks, big thank you to you for putting together the flyer to help promote tonight's interview and such. Thanks for doing that. Appreciate it.
Yeah, like I said, I'm old school, and even though some things have changed along the years, along the game, it's still really important for young bands out there and old bands too to promote yourselves and get out there and. You know, if you want people to find out about what you're doing and you want to be taken seriously, then you got to take it seriously, you know, and sometimes you got to wear multiple hats. That's just the way that it is.
Yep, exactly. So back when this band first started, kind of what was the creative spark that kind of got all this going in the beginning for you guys?
Well, I think for me, I have a real great songwriting chemistry with Bernard, the guitarist, and he's a very dear friend of mine, and we just really hit it off, and his songwriting and my vocals just, they go hand in hand. They fit like a glove. I could write album after album after album with him easily, and so that's a gift, that's a blessing, and that made a huge impact and a huge difference, and it's just a matter of finding the, you know, going through and trying to find the right guys, and we had a good lineup there, you know, years ago, and it was fun, you know, and we played a small amount of shows, and we never got to put a record out, unfortunately, then, but we're making up for it now.
Excellent. Do you have any live shows planned for the future here?
No, like I said, this lineup is new, so everybody's just kind of putting those new tennis shoes on and feeling them, learning the songs and feeling things out more, so we're not going to rush that process. After the record drops late January, February, as spring approaches, we'll definitely be out there hitting it hard, playing shows in support of it.
Nice. So how often are you guys all getting together right now and practicing and kind of doing that right now?
Well, right now, everybody's got schedules and day jobs and families, you know, and yeah. We do the best that we can with all of that, and we usually get together on the weekends and just rehearse on the weekends, but everybody kind of does their homework at home and works on things, too, so that helps expedite the process.
Excellent. So I'm always curious when I talk to bands and band members, you know, some things about kind of what got them into music. So with you personally, you know, what kind of influences did you have that, you know, got you into music and kind of helped lead to where you are now with your musical career?
Well, honestly, what got me into hard rock and heavy metal was when Motley Crue's Shout at the Devil record came out. I had an older cousin, and he was really into that, so he had all the Kiss vinyl and all these cool records, you know, and started playing them, and I fell in love with it. I thought it was the coolest thing in the world. I said, you know what, that's what I want to do, you know. And I know that may not sound very metal these days, but you know, that's the honest truth, you know. Motley Crue's Shout at the Devil was the record that just it changed me. It did. You know, and ever since I was little, though, even in my baby book, my mom has journal writings in there, whatever you call it, that I love music. It doesn't even seem to matter what kind it is. He's always rocking in the back seat or tapping his foot or, you know, dancing or singing. And, you know, I've always just kind of gravitated towards it, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
And loved it.
Awesome. And it's funny that you mentioned that Motley Crue, Shout at the Devil, because that was the first album on vinyl I ever got. And
oh, cool.
And my mom was in her religious phase of life at the moment, and she actually made me take it back because she thought it was satanic. So
right. I went through that too, and I love my mom and my dad and my family, and they're supportive, and I understand where they were coming from, you know. But I went through a similar phase and stuff. I just had to hide the records in the acoustic drop ceiling.
Yeah. I wish I would have hit it. I wish I still had that for, you know, because it was the original from the day. But you know, it is what it is at this point. So
yeah.
Anyone, so aside from, you know, kind of like that music that kind of introduced you, was there anyone in your family that was musically inclined that kind of helped lead you down the path as well?
No, not really. I got into music, and I've made a ton of friends, and you know, there's a whole family vibe there with musicians. There just is, and
right.
You know, that I kind of fell right into that, you know, even at a young age. And I was lucky to meet some good musicians along the way, and you know, they kind of shaped, you know, who I am today, and have helped build me up, you know.
Yeah, very nice. So how did you come up with the name of the band? Where's Dragon Lore come from?
You know, we were just coming up with a bunch of different crazy names, and for whatever reason, that sounded like a good name. And you know, at the time, we were doing all the trademark searches and all of that stuff, and it wasn't taken. So we grabbed a hold of it, you know, and ran with it. And to a lot of the song subjects and stuff that we were writing about, it kind of tied in with that fantasy realm, you know, and the stuff that we were into at the time, and so. That just kind of stuck, and we stuck with it. So we're proud of it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Same thing with our logo. A lot of bands use just different fonts. You know, you can go on any computer and find a gazillion different fonts. Our logo is a hand-painted design from Chris Verwimp in Germany. It's a unique logo. There's no font that you can find that's like that. So.
Yeah, and I'm very big on bands that put time and effort into the artwork like you guys have. And you know, I that's again why, you know, when you mention the vinyl, I can imagine how awesome it's gonna look, you know, on that cover art, that on that size, you know, for the sleeve. So yeah, I bet it's gonna look bad. I mean, it looks badass, but I can just imagine how badass it'll look, you know, having that on the sleeve like that.
Sure, and that's the creative genius of Drake Mephesta, a good friend of mine. He's a fantastic artist, entrepreneur, musician himself, and anybody looking for any kind of magnificent artwork, he's done all kinds of stuff for Symphony X and Cradle of Filth and many other big-name bands, and he's just a fantastic artist to work with. Check him out. He's on Facebook, and you can find him online, Drake Mephesta Designs. And he does great work, and he's real easy to work with. So
excellent. So when he did the artwork for you, I mean, how did that process work? Did you send him some music and say, make us some art? Did you already kind of have an idea in mind? How did that work?
Well, we had a basic concept, and we told him what we wanted. And again, Drake is just he's a creative genius. He is. He's very passionate. He's an artist in his own self. And you know, you give him, you point him in a direction, and he can just run with it. And that's what he did.
Excellent. Very cool. So I'm also always curious when I talk to bands and members, you know, what music they're listening to at the moment. So, you know, what bands are kind of your go-tos at the, right now?
You know what? I just picked up a record, A New Revenge, that Ripper Owens did. It's a rock record, but man, it's just fantastic. And I think it's great, and he did a fantastic job on it. The production's great. The songwriting's great. The Speed Tremors stuff, I like that. Being a singer, obviously, you know, that's right up my alley. You know, so, and then all of the old tried and true Iron Maiden, Judas Priest, King Diamond, Dio, you know, Metal Church, you know, all of that stuff I'm a huge fan of. And anything that sounds like that is a passion of mine. So
very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
So with this new record coming out, I guess, you know, in your eyes, what will success look like for this album?
Well, to be honest with you, I went into this with a different mindset and different expectations. So right now, those expectations and goals have already been accomplished. So anything else that happens right now is just a gift and a blessing, and I'll accept it with open arms. I really hope the metal community loves it and embraces it, and that's great. And like I said, I just wanted to get this record out. I believed in these songs. I'm very passionate about it. And I'm glad that Bernard and I got to sit down and work together and make this dream kind of come true and get this record out. And then to get the support from Iron Shield Records and Metal Eros Records, that was just icing on the cake for us. I mean, that just really, really helped build it up to us, you know.
Yeah.
That they were willing to take it on.
Right on. Right on. So. Okay, so let's remind the listeners where they can find out more about the band.
Facebook.com/DragonLoreBand or ManicMerch.com/DragonLore or ReverbNation.com/DragonLore6.
Okay, very good. Is there anything else about the album, the band, anything I haven't asked you about you want to make sure the listeners know?
Just check the songs out and give it a good listen. The louder you listen to it, the better it sounds.
Yeah, exactly. As we like to say, if your neighbors aren't packing up in U-Haul trucks in the morning, you're not playing it loud enough.
Right. I put my neighbors through hell. 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes I'm over here. If an inspiration strikes me, I'll be in there belting it out. It's right. Just the way that it is. And it's pretty cool. They're pretty cool about it. So, you know.
Yep. That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
So you and the listeners know I have the three tracks you sent me, At the Mercy of Kings, Destroyer, and Tomb. Anything about those three tracks you'd like to mention?
Tomb of Alalu, Destroyer of the Undead, and At the Mercy of Kings. At the Mercy of Kings, this rings true to today, without getting actually really political about it. You know, there's two classes of people, them and us, and that's just the way that it always seems to be, even in olden days. And that's just kind of the way that it is, and the feeling of being maybe oppressed or held back or, you know, they're struggling, you know, and the struggles that some of the earlier people had to go through to get to where we're at today, you know, as a civilization. So, and Tomb of Alalu is actually about Noah's great-grandfather, and there's some excellent history. I'm big into historical stuff, so that's what that's about. And Destroyer of the Undead is about killing the vampires, man, you know. So, and that was one of the ones. Destroyer of the Undead was actually a song Bernard wrote the lyrics and the song, the music as well. And that was one of the original songs from back in 2001 that we were doing. So, and we liked it and it turned out good, and that one's also on the record.
Awesome. Okay, well, thank you so much for taking time to call in tonight. Much appreciated. I'm going to play those next three tracks now for the listeners, and I'll be on the lookout for when the full album drops. Make sure you hit me up when it does so we can help promote, and like I said, when the vinyl comes out, let me know, because I'd be happy to make a purchase of that.
Absolutely. Again, that's January 17th through Iron Shield Records is yep. The CD release.
Awesome. Okay, well, have a great
likewise,
night,
thank
okay?
you, my friend.
Yep. Take care. Make sure you tell the other guys that I said hello as well, please.
Will do. Take care. Thanks for the support.
Yeah, you're welcome. Take care. Bye.